How's it going? So in the DAO of Badass, I reference a concept in the members area where I can teach you how to constantly learn how to demonstrate that you have high value and that you're a high value man. Well, this is the video all about that here. I'm just gonna briefly go over and then leave room for some comments later. So if anyone has any questions, I can elaborate on that and explain. But ultimately, I'm gonna teach you how to set up your life so that you are constantly building, demonstrating high value to women, so you don't have to think about how to do this sort of song and dance all the time, constantly. So there are two major types of guys. There are guys that learn this stuff to cover up who they are, and guys who learn this stuff to enhance who they are. 90% of guys get into this because they are trying to cover up some part of themselves. But after a certain point, you have to embrace that part of you and integrate that part of you and sort of evolve into, someone who is using this to enhance who they really are and who they truly are down to the core. Now, a lot of the stuff that I teach isn't, just one trick pony kind of stuff where you just go out, you do something, and it works a little bit, and then it falls to pieces afterwards, and it's not, lies and stuff like that as well. So a lot of it, you won't be surprised to find out, is based on what you do every day, sort of your lifestyle. And in order to really get to the next level where you are constantly building attraction with women, sort of just without even thinking about it, sort of in your unconscious, and you're just going through your daily routines and you've just added this attraction ability into that routine, the best way to do that is to sort of accept that you've become the person that can do that and to do it to everyone all the time. Now, let me explain what that means. What most guys do, and the reason why they have what's called approach anxiety, when you see a beautiful woman and you want to walk up to her and you get that wrenching knot of a feeling in your chest and in your stomach and your palms get sweaty and you just think of every excuse in the world not to walk over there. It just seems like certain death to walk over there. It's almost like you're walking into a trap or something. And that feeling happens because you're not used to approaching, or at least you're not used to approaching and it being successful all the time. So what most guys do is they try to build up this success pattern in their past. So they try to be successful at approaching women in order to trick their minds into thinking that they're always successful so that they can get enough confidence to talk to more women, essentially. But that doesn't ever work. What ends up happening is, you walk up and you talk to five girls. One of them is cold, and that one cold girl who like rejects you for whatever reason is the only one you focus on for the next, 6 months, and it just scares the crap out of you, so you don't want to go forward anymore. Now, this happened to me. It happened to everybody in the beginning, especially of studying all this. You have what's called approach anxiety. But the only way to get over that is to sort of become someone who approaches everyone all the time. So that would mean that you have to approach people you are attracted to, women you're attracted to, but also women that you're not attracted to. Guys, if you're interested and curious about who they are, you gotta approach them and talk to them. Old people, little kids, if you want to talk to a little kid, you just walk up and talk to her or him, and that's just how it is. You have to be the kind of person that talks to everybody. And the reason why you have to do this is because when it comes time that someone will give you some resistance, when that time comes, you have to be able to explain why it is you're doing this. Why are you walking up and talking to them? Now, if you just approach women that you're attracted to, as soon as you walk up to a girl, she's going to see that on you. She'll read your body language and she can tell that you're only approaching her because you're attracted to her. So you're automatically giving her all the power. And so she'll test you a ton because she thinks that you're not really a confident man. So you'll get a ton of tests from her and you have to get over those over and over again. And it's just really not a very easy way to do this. And plus, you're going to be fighting the anxiety forever. And you won't know how to just naturally create powerful attraction. So the way to get around that is, like I said, to approach everyone. Now, in order to approach everyone, what I mean is, it's pretty straightforward, but at the same time, kind of complex at the same, and sort of balled up into one. The complexity behind it lies in the idea that you have to take that first step, and you have to approach people that, you wouldn't normally talk to. Regardless of whether or not you're introverted, extroverted, it doesn't really matter. You have to do this if you want to get over it. It's the same all the way across the board for no matter who it is that is practicing. So what you want to do in order to build this life where you're constantly, creating attraction with everyone that you meet is you have to first become the person, the kind of person who talks to anyone that he's interested in. That has to be you. Now, whatever you need to do to make that true for you, you have to do. So if it means that you have to approach 1,000 people and talk to them about random stuff and ask them questions, then do it. I mean, if you see a guy wearing an awesome jacket, go, hey, do you mind if I ask you where you got that jacket? It's awesome. I'm just curious. And he'll go, oh, I got a J. Crew. And you'll go, oh, cool. Thanks, man. That's it. I appreciate it. It's really awesome. That's it. Walk off. That's all you have to do. Walk up to a group of old people. Hey, do you guys know the time? Or, you know, I don't care what you say. You know, I can get some drugs. I don't really care what you say. As long as you walk up and you have an interaction with them and you're, you know, curious about them for some reason, one reason or another, you're curious about them, and then you walk up and you sort of quench that thirst of curiosity by talking to people. Now, the reason why this is important that you approach anyone you're curious about is because attraction is curiosity. And so you have, if you approach everyone that you're curious about, that means you approach everyone that you're attracted to, but you don't separate, you do separate sexual attraction from just curiosity in a you know, normal attraction. And this is a very attractive quality in a man. If you know the difference between sexual attraction and curiosity, and you can put them in the right place, then when you go and talk to a woman, you know, who's done up looking really sexy that you want to attract, you won't try to jump straight to sex, which is what most guys do. Or they try to jump straight to rapport because they know that's a stage right before sex. You know, I'm talking about something that I really get into, and we're talking about where she's from or whatever. Oh my God, I'm from near there. We should have sex now. You know, that's what most guys do. You do not want to do that. So ultimately, in order to live a life where you are constantly demonstrating high value, you have to A, approach everyone that you're curious about, and B, banter with everyone that you possibly can. Your default stage, default state needs to be banter, playfulness. I know that a lot of guys, including myself, I didn't start out that way. I started out being very serious, very like, I really love connecting with people. I just love it so much. And so I tried to get to that part as much as possible, and it wasn't very natural for me to be joking around and stuff. In fact, I thought that the joking around part was kind of bullshit. I thought it was just waste of time, and it was just something that I didn't want to do. And you know, I thought that it was part of the game that I didn't want to learn, that I didn't really care about, that I wanted to push away. But the truth is, I wasn't very good at it, and so I didn't. I just made excuses for not doing it. That's what I did. I wasn't trying to really improve myself to the level which I really needed to, because I was afraid that if I started, you know, going into the banter stuff, that A, I lose my identity, or I become someone else, you know, or B, it would just be stupid and I, you know, I'd be lying to people or something, or it wouldn't work. So so I shunned away from for a long time from that. Then I found a way to do it what I feel is properly, and that is what I use, which is called banter lines. And using these different banter lines that I've memorized, you know, from movies or stuff my friends have said that was funny, just things that my family said, like stuff that I've integrated into my own personality, the different phrases, catchphrases sort of, that are kind of silly and funny for almost any situation. And I use those whenever I sort of run out of stuff to say. And if I have something lighthearted that I think of on the fly, I'll just say it. But if not, I'll walk up and I'll say one of these things that I have sort of, you know, in my back pocket sort of that I'm remembering, that's there for me so that I can pull it out and say it whenever I need to. And the sort of, you know, list of this is called, list of these is called my banter cheat sheet. I have that. It should be available to you. If you don't have that available to you inside of your members area, please send me an email and we'll set you up with it. But basically, it's a list of different banter lines that you can say that when you do run out of stuff to say, you can say those things. Now, when I say your default needs to be banter, I really mean that. Whenever you're in a normal situation and no one is trying to get intimate with you actively, you need to be playful, period. As long as you're playful all the time and you don't go into deep stuff until someone has seen you playful, or unless they are really trying to get you to go deep, like they keep asking you where you're from or keep asking you if you live around here or if you come here often or whatever kind of silly questions people might ask you. If they keep asking you something that wants, you know, what's your name, things that want to go deeper like that, they want to go deeper into the conversation, then you want to step down and go into rapport. But only then, only whenever that they start to prod and really get in, or if you want to take it to the next level and really go into deep rapport with someone, you can do that. But your default has to be demonstrating high value. It has to be banter. It has to be make good use of negative body language. If you don't have much on negative body language, I do have a very large section of that in the Tao of Badass. Please watch or read that section, because it's probably the most important piece of information that you'll ever learn that's associated with attracting women. and that is how to use negative body language. So make sure you're using the negative body language properly. Make sure you are bantering constantly. And this should be your default state, always, with everybody that you're with. Friends, you know, probably not family, because family is usually rapport-based, but maybe even family at times. It'll be, you know, old people, girls that you're attracted to, girls that you're not attracted to, guys who are just you just met for, like, you know, past 10 minutes. They all have the same beginning stage, all of them. So if you look back on your friends that you're really close to, you actually met them in the same process. They were kind of being joking around and being silly or whatever, being lighthearted, and then you went into rapport after that and shared something. And that's why they're friends. That's why they're friends of yours. And that's the same thing that happens with women and with anybody in your life. So your default stage, if you demonstrate high value always, will be always making friends, and you'll all be always attracting women, which is great, which is exactly what you really want, because the more friends you make, the more social value you have, of course, the easier it gets to attract women as well. So in order to sort of build this perpetual attraction formula, so to speak, you have to have a lifestyle that is conducive to always bantering. Now, if you don't currently have that lifestyle, change your lifestyle, period. There's nothing you can do about that. You have to change it. You can't keep your current lifestyle and then also add in little bits of this and hope that it sticks. It doesn't work like that. You've got to become that guy who always banters and, you know, always is lighthearted and fun until someone wants to go deeper. Now, you know, if you do want to go in a deep rapport, like I said before, if it is something you really dig a lot, like me, then you want to make sure that you're very aware and then you're not bantering longer than you need to. As soon as they start to go deeper, you want to jump in, you want to get real with them. But there is this sort of dance in the beginning, and the reason why it's there is because we don't know if we can trust the people we're talking to. And just like you don't know if you can trust them, they don't know if they can trust you either. So in the beginning, they're watching your body language subconsciously, and they're waiting to have like a normal kind of silly conversation with you so that they can see how much you are affected, how needy you are, how much you need to go into rapport. If you need to go into rapport a lot, it kills attraction and they're not interested in you. Because to a woman, you know, why would she want to be around a guy who or be with a guy who needs rapport from a woman? Now, the reason why that's unattractive is because that means that you don't get rapport from women very often. And if you don't get rapport from women very often, that means that other women don't find you attractive. And if other women don't find you attractive, why should she find you attractive? There's been a really amazing amazing studies around the animal kingdom having to do with this idea. And one that I really like a lot, my friend Ty told me, it was a study that they did on guppies, of all things. And they had these guppies. They watched female and male guppies. And what they did is the females would judge the attractiveness of a male and of a mate by how orange they were, right? So if the guppy was very orange, then, you know, all the females would go to that guppy because that was a sign of health and, you know, vitality. So they would go to this one guppy, but if two male guppies were pretty much the same color and the same, you know, orangeness, I guess, then a female guppy would go to the male guppy that had all the other females on it. So she would like the male guppy that all the other females liked. And because of society, we've sort of watered down our orange color, so to speak. Every guy has pretty much the same orange color now, because it's not about being big and strong anymore. It's about being socially strong, being a social provider and a social protector. So, and anyone can do that regardless of looks. So now women are looking for more for the quality of who, which guys other women are attracted to. And they base their attractiveness on that fact almost solely. Not solely, but almost solely, especially in the beginning. So you want to make sure that you have lots of friends and lots of women after you, and that, you know, even if you're not attracted to somebody, that you're building attraction with them. Now, if you don't want to push forward with that, don't build rapport, because if you don't build rapport, it won't go any further than that. So you can safely build attraction with someone without worrying about them being sexually turned on and stuff. And that's sort of acute muscle awareness that you have to learn over time. So take that information. Comment below if you have any questions at all. And if you want to get more elaboration as you go through the book, click into the members area again. Check out the different areas that I elaborate on. And I'll expand. So take care. Let me know what you think about this and try it out. This is probably the biggest life-changing, lifestyle-altering concept that happened to me in the beginning before I really started getting into learning how to seduce women sort of instantly, which was probably the biggest life-altering thing that I learned as well. So I'll go into more seduction later as well. So in all the rest of these different areas as well. But hope that helped you and integrate it immediately and go to the next level, man. Talk to you soon. See you in the next video.